Students and principals are backing moves to tackle racism in schools. They say unconscious bias is behind deep and long-standing inequities in the education system that leave Māori and Pacific children with poor results. RNZ Māori News reporter Jamie Tahana reports in the first of a series of stories on an effort to make schools and teachers more bicultural.
Bruce Jepson, the president of Te Akatea, the Māori Principals Association, has no doubt there's a problem with the school system.
I'd even go as far to say we need to stop using the term unconscious bias and just say there is a bias. Call it for what it is and then take action. So it's more a call to action. So I'm calling it our education system is racist. So what are we going to do about that? And how are we going to go about building cultural capability to address this?
He says racism in schools is the main reason Māori and Pacific students are behind on nearly every measure, including NCEA pass rates and school retention. The exception is Māori immersion schools, where students achieve extremely well, but the vast majority of Māori are in mainstream schools. The principal of Mana College in Porirua, John Murdoch, agrees the system isn't performing for Māori and Pacific students because it doesn't recognise and value their cultural backgrounds.
So many people in our system, which speaks to the racism, have realised what they've missed in their 30s and 40s and 50s. I think when you don't bring the cultural funds of knowledge into schools and use them to advantage, you're basically being discriminatory.
Year 12 student Simotu Judkins says her experience hasn't often been great.
Having to learn English when they're not taking the time, for example, to learn how to say your name properly.
Another Year 12 student, Malarita Malolo, says schools have not adapted to 21st century New Zealand.
I feel like the system is not built for people like us. Like, mentally, that just freaks up your brain, you know? It kind of makes your brain all funky and stuff. And the fact that you also have to have a good education, but also maintain your family is so hard, but then the system is not giving you a chance.
Simotu Judkins says many have had to adapt.
A saying that, like, a lot of the non-European families use is, oh, play the white card, because that's what we're always told. In order to succeed in life, you have to play the white card, because then if you go to them in the way that you would on your cultural side and that, they'll think that you're being aggressive. Of course, they're going to act that way.
Bianca Alkington manages education services for the iwi Ngāti Toa, based in Porirua. She says racism in schools can be blatant, but often it's insidious.
For example, teachers choosing the subjects so that, one, they don't fail. You get put into trades, or you get put into some of the other things where there's unit standards rather than achievement standards, because to get an achievement standard, it's going to take some effort and hard work, and that infuriates me.
The government has started a range of initiatives to tackle systemic racism, but the jury's still out as to whether they'll be successful.